Lucy's East Side Diner on 2708 Main Street in East Vancouver is open
24 hours a day!
That's right. Bring a friend for a peanut butter milkshake and a tender beef burger with fries for only $10 anytime you want to, because it's open
24 hours a day!
A delicious tender chicken dinner with mashed potatoes or Mama's Southwest chili? Why not 2:34 in the morning? Lucy's is open
24 hours a day!
Vegetarian? Don't fear, oh late night snacker. Lucy has a wide array of vegetarian options that are available
24 hours a day!
To see a complete menu listing, go to www.lucysisidediner.com and click on the menu heading. For the ultimate Eastside Diner experience, accept no substitutes. Visit Lucy's Eastside Diner at 2708 Main Street in East Vancouver. Open
24 hours a day!
And 7 days a week. For all you night owls. Luke, how long have you been up watching KTEL infomercials?
All night!
Want to go to Lucy's for a breather?
I think your offer won't last long!
Let's just go.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:32 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM on your dial or www.citr.ca on the interwebs. Luke Meat here. And that was a nice little thrift store find called Girls I Knew by Denny Vaughn. And, of course, the girl's name was Wendy. And, yes, we're going to be all alerts in effect here. Sustained southerly winds of 70 to 80 kilometers with peak gusts to 90 to 100 kilometers late this morning and early this afternoon over inner south coast. Sustained southerly winds of 80 to 100 kilometers with peak gusts to 110 to 140 kilometers today over west and north Vancouver Island over the central coast. Woo! This is a warning that potentially damaging winds are expected in these regions. Keep your eye on your weather forecast or give us a shout here at CITR if you really want to know. Get your candles out. Power might be going out all over the city. Hate to be all serious on there, but, you know, we're informative at CITR. So either way, that kind of picked out... that kind of dictated what we were going to play today. We're going to play a lot of old, creepy, kind of spooky kind of stuff just because the weather is so terrible. I got a request for this last week and was really surprised because they heard it on the show last year and wondered if it was the station's or if it was my copy. It's my copy. This is the first live performance of Psychic TV all the way back to 1983, originally put out on their live album number 13, Live at the Ritz. And we're going to mix in some other creepier stuff. We got some SPK, got some Nurse with Wound. We're just going to let it mix itself and see where it goes. Enjoy.
children who are told the stories.
Thank you. 6 is all in just to put something in with the modern 7. So don't tell them who we are. Yeah, 0-6. Temps are getting smaller, but keep growing all the time. Yellow.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Penny Clark, president of the CITR Student Executive. Between March 7th and 11th, the UBC's Alma Mater Society will be holding a referendum. By voting yes, you will be supporting the continuation of the UPass and a new fee structure to improve AMS student services. This new fee structure includes a $1 increase for CITR and will protect our current funding in the future. With the additional dollar, we will launch a DJ training program, beat matching and spinning, and offer free DJs for your student events. CITR is committed to serving students and staying tuned to student needs. Between March 7th and 11th, vote yes in the AMS referendum.
Yes!
Yes, indeedy. Please, all you UBC students, vote yes next week for the referendum and show you care about not only your UPass and stuff, but basically all the clubs at the AMS could use a little extra, and that includes us here at CITR 101.9 FM. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here, and well, kind of a creepy first half hour to the show to start the day off with, but I'm just kind of expecting this impending doom of weather, and hopefully Stanley Park doesn't get shut down for another 6 months like it did last year or a couple years ago. So we started you off there with Psychic TV's very first live performance under that moniker, November 4th, 1983, originally scheduled for the Prestwich Mental Hospital, which was actually kind of a pretty cool site for quite a few bands. And they would bring the patients out, and they'd have a live band and stuff. And there's some lovely footage on YouTube of bands like the Cramps and the Fall all playing there and stuff. But Psyche TV, unfortunately, were protested against by the, shall we say, the families of the inmates. And so they had to move it to the Ritz just across the street. Very, very interesting stuff. Kind of a predecessor to what became on such great studio albums as Force the Hand of Chance and Dreams Less Sweet. We mix that in there with another classic 80s industrial album, The 150 Murderous Passions or Those Belonging to the Fourth Class, composing the 28 days of February spent in hearing the narrations of Madame d'Escranges, interposed amongst which are the scandalous doings at the chateau that month. Yes, that is the full title. This record may be played at any speed. Of course, that is Nurse with Wound with White House. They're only collaboration together. Unfortunate, because after the album came out, each member, both Stephen Stapleton and William Bennett, insisted each other screwed each other around on the releasing of it. And then we mixed in off of Leichenstrahl, the excellent Socialist Patenten Collective, better known as SPK. And we heard The Agony of the Plasma. So that hopefully got your creepy industrial fix on. It is now 12 noon. We're going to move into some happier, yet noisier territory, but this at least has a bit of a sense of humor to it. Something brand new, but old, but brand new, re-released on Phony Records. And you know what? You know what Phony Records is, of course. It's John Oswald's lovely Plunderphonic label. And he has re-released his masterpiece, his AM radio masterpiece, Plexure. And there's two sides to it, Preplex and Plexure. There's tons of liner notes on here. I'm not going to bore you with it, but just one of the great ones. Forced Exposure, I love that magazine. Plexure, the most in-demand avant CD. Oswald's most dense and crushingly heavy assemblage. Spectacular confusion via his most extreme, stunning Plunderphonic. His most rigorous and complex works to date. Slices, chops, and blends literally hundreds of thousands of sound bites from music's known and unknown into a dizzying sonic whirlwind. You have never heard anything quite like Plexure, and you are never likely to forget it. Thank you.
Thank you. to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
In the PM, you're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. You just got slaughtered with 15 minutes of John Oswald's Plexure compilation. Pretty much every song that's fit to play mashed together, and just some of his, he comes up with actual band names too, like Beastie Shop Beach. Figure that one out, smart guy. Depeche Mode. Sinead O'Connor Jr., Frank Sinatra. Yeah, that. There you go. Either way, great stuff. All brand new, not brand new, but brand new re-release on vinyl. And John Oswald on a vinyl is pretty difficult to come by. You can check more out at www.pphony.com or plunderphonics.com. Moving on, we'll get into some, we got a nice stack of pretty cool CDs from Quebec on the Actuel label. That is always interesting, always reliable. We have modern compositionist Jean Hétu with Recite du Neige. This is the final part of a triptych. Recite du Neige is a winter chronicle where countless feelings related to snow and coldness intertwine. It is inspired by the aspect of snow as much as the memories it stirs. This should make you think of Saturday, I guess. Here you go.
Une forme mouvante sur le chemin, repliée sur elle-même. Comme pour naître ou mourir. Présence insolite dans la tourmente, on la dirait abstraite. Rien au-dessus, en dessous, autour, que du blanc. Elle avance contre le vent, presque au ralenti, en une danse violente, livrée à la tempête. Son corps, entité pensante, dans la totale blancheur.
Thank you. je me souviens d'une autre tempête de neige, mais ça, c'est plus récent, disons, des années 70-72. Probablement qu'il y en a beaucoup parmi vous qui s'en souviennent. Alors, bon, on demeurait à Montréal-Nord. Alors, la neige, là, il y en avait, là, on marchait sur, dans les rues et la neige recouvrait les toits d'auto. Et je m'en souviens, avec Joanne, on avait été faire l'épicerie au coin et on avait pris une traîne sauvage. C'était la première fois qu'on pouvait se promener et marcher sur les toits d'auto. Et c'était la première fois dans la ville que les skidoux pouvaient circuler parce que les skidoux allaient aux urgences chercher les malades, dans les femmes qui étaient prêtes à coucher. Et tout était fermé autrement. Il n'y avait rien. Puis la rue, là, c'était un bulldozer qui passait, qui ramassait la neige, dégageait l'auto, avançait, dégageait l'auto, avançait. Alors, c'est comme ça qu'on a pu, à un moment donné, survivre et passer à travers la tempête.
Gout, Pukag, Anu, Mangup, Katakartanak, Pekujak, Masak, Natiruvak, Kwakurnak, Anuvak.
la neige.
La neige.
La neige.
La neige.
La nieve.
Presque 14 ans au village. Il y avait une belle patinoire avec une petite cabane chauffée. Puis il y avait une jeune fille qui s'appelait Diane Boucher que je trouvais très, très, très belle. Puis à l'époque, on lui prenait par le bras puis on balançait, il y avait des balles, tu sais. Puis là, je faisais par exprès. Il y avait toute la neige était autour de la patinoire. Puis il n'y avait pas de bande. C'était vraiment une patinoire dans un parc. Alors c'était juste de la neige. Et je faisais exprès, là, je patinais vite, vite, vite. Puis elle avait peur. Puis là, elle tombait dans la neige. Puis là, c'était le moment où je pouvais m'étendre juste à côté ou par-dessus, puis presque l'embrasser.
Respire. neige est une exposition d'art unique. La neige meurt. La neige meurt sans un geste.
La neige. La neige.
La neige.
La neige.
La neige.
La neige.
La neige.
La neige.
La neige. La neige.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yep, yep, yep. Radio, 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 radio. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, ah, 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 ah. Happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Yep,
yep. 12:34 in the p.m. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I just heard something brand new by Quebecois composer Jean Héthier, Recits de Neige, pardon me, on the Actuel recording label. And they sent us a nice big package of a lot of really cool stuff. It's and like I said, it's always, always interesting. And yeah, that was Reflections on Snow in Quebec. There you go. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we've got the Afternoon Yak. We've got the Green Majority hosted by CIUT. And 2 o'clock, we have Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Agogo. Will Frank return? It's already March. Your guess is as good as his. 5 o'clock, Arts Report with Adam. 6 o'clock this week is Discorder Radio. 6:30 this week will be, I believe, Shameless, and 8 o'clock Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock Sexy in Van City with Caroline, and 11 o'clock Hans Kloss with Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. Let's get into some guitar-y post-rock kind of stuff. As we have two newish releases that have come out in the last month or so. Something new by Mogwai. Probably wins my title for best album title of the year. Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will. And we'll hear something else. We'll start off with another originator of kind of the 90s, 2000 post guitar rock scene. Their eponymous album, Bardo Pond.
garden, the place where sun, sunlight and light water transform through winter.